obviously very excited. Really just excited about moving forward and playing this week, obviously, and starting the season up. I think we got a really special group, got a good team, and excited to get to work.
How much of a relief is it just get this out of the way? You don't have to talk about it anymore.
I think, geez, Mike.
I pressed the wrong button.
I think it's good. I think it's good. Just establishing some continuity with that group of guys that we're going to be playing with will be good for us, no doubt. But I feel like, too, we've gotten some great work in the last couple months, even going back to OTA. So we're on the right track. I feel like we got some good momentum going, offensively at least. I mean, our defense will be fine, no doubt. But I like where we're at.
You think you can become a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL now?
I hope so. I mean, I think I can. I got a long ways to go. I know where I can get better. I also know that some of the things I do well. So, for me, I think even going back to when I came in the league, I've tried to do a good job of taking it one day at a time and one rep at a time. And at the end of the season, I'll go back and figure out where I'm at and go from there.
You've talked about how this offense has started clicking. Is it reaching the point now where you're not having to really do as much thinking, you're able to just react rather than kind of play?
I think so. I think we're getting to that point in camp where we've got plenty of reps under our belt, and I certainly have a much better feel now than I did when we started. And I think it's only going to continue to get better, and just really like the scheme a lot. And I don't just speak for myself. I know everybody's enjoying the scheme, and we're doing some really good things, I think.
Now that you've won this, you know, you were the incumbent coming into this season. Wasn't a part of you a little bit ticked off you had to compete for your job again?
Honestly, I think you have to compete for your job every day, every week, and that's one of the things when I was here and I watched Peyton, I mean, that guy wasn't, he wasn't content. He was, Hall of Fame or whatever it was. But every day, every week, I think you got to earn your job, and quarterback's no different, certainly.
Trevor, how were you able to do this 2 years in a row with different coaching staffs, different playbooks? Did you use any common denominators for you in this process?
I think I just really just worried about myself and improving. I got a shot coming in, and for me that's all I needed. But I think I've grown a lot as a player. And going back even to OTAs when I came in, I said I want to get better at these certain things. And see where it takes me. And I think if I did those, everything would kind of work itself out. So that was what I was thinking.
When you now know you're the starter, how does that affect you in terms of a leadership role in the room and the kind of swag and confidence? It seemed like it'd be hard if you didn't know if you're the guy. Does that change it all now, or does it help accelerate that in any way?
Yeah, I think certainly you have to understand your role, no doubt, and as a quarterback and a leader of the team, you got to embrace that, and I do. But also, I'm just I'm going to try to be myself, be authentic, be a good teammate, be a good quarterback, and hopefully, guys can rely on me, and that's my mindset.
Did you tell Paxton news?
Paxton's been good. We just talked, but. He's been good the whole way through. I think, we got a great room, obviously. And that's just the way it goes. I think kind of both of us, though, understand it's a competition. There's only one guy on the field. So, he's obviously handling it really well.
How much did that help you, especially in preparing for these two competitions now?
Yeah, I think I've been just lucky, so far. And this is my third year just being around a lot of really bright football minds and bright players, coaches, and I've just tried to absorb a lot, not just from Peyton, but from my coaches with Coob and Rico and Napper till now, and I've been really lucky to be around those kinds of people, like Peyton's the obvious one everybody asked me about, but I've been around a lot of smart guys and smart coaches, and I've just tried to take advantage of that.
You mentioned this scheme, enjoying this scheme. What are you liking most about Mike's offense and your role in it?
I think it gives you the opportunity to be pretty multiple. We're doing a lot of different things, but at the same time, we know what we're good at. So I think we have a good chance to attack defenses a lot of different ways. We've got some great personnel, top to bottom. Offensive line is, I think, shown so far. I mean, I know it's early, but they're a physical group, so there's a lot to be excited about.
Trevor Kubiak said it a bunch of times, even earlier this year, he said he thought your next step would be to stay on the field, learn how to right. do that. Do you think you've progressed in that fashion through
season? I think so. I think that the way you stay on the field and the way you stay healthy is just decision-making. I mean, you look at some of the older guys that manage to stay healthy. I mean, everybody gets dinged up, no doubt, and that's going to happen. But getting the ball out when you have to, you know, moving around when you have to. You know, those some of the older guys in the league that are never off the field, they're not the strongest guys in the world, but obviously very smart players and know how to take care of their bodies.
You just mentioned how, you know, the offensive line's been fixed. The backfield is pretty deep. What do you think when you go out there? Do you have a better feeling with this offense, just the personnel, as opposed to a year ago?
Yeah, I think obviously some new faces in there, but a lot to be excited about. I mean, the guys we added have kind of brought kind of an edge to that group up front. And, you know, we got a lot of good ones. Every back we have in that room has done a good job so far, I mean, in camp, and you guys have seen it in preseason games. So that helps the quarterbacks, receivers, everybody.
What do you think you have to do to become a quote-unquote franchise quarterback?
I don't know. You know. Be around for a while, win a bunch of games, probably go to the playoffs, throw in a Super Bowl. I mean, that's what all those guys have, so.
Vance, time for a couple more, I guess.
Vance was talking about your arm, kind of praise your arm strength and what you can do with it. What does it mean to you when you're kind of so public about the things that you can do with your arm? Because it's not, it's sort of goes against the kind of public narrative about that.
Right. It doesn't mean much to me. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in how I throw it. So, you know, I think Coach Joseph, you know, it's good to hear he's got a lot of confidence in how I throw it. But I don't, you know, I feel good about how I throw it.
Who's the first person you told? Did you kind of know this was going to come down today? Did you kind of think this would be appropriate? Or
didn't really tell anybody, honestly. I figured, no, you know, they'll find out soon enough. So, you know, they probably found out an hour or two after I did. So, yeah.
Called you in, did you think you had won the job?
You know, I didn't know. I mean, I was, you know, whatever happened, I was thinking, I was proud of kind of the body of work that I put together, you know, going back to the end of last season, OTAs and camp, so just felt good where I was as a player.
Okay, thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.